Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim Shir HaMa'alos, Parak Kuf Chaf Dalet, Chapter 124. To quickly recap, these 15 chapters of Shir HaMa'alos that our commentaries tell us are the songs we will sing on our way home from exile. I believe within these chapters lie the strength to bring us home from exile. Like chapter 120, a steadfast relationship with truth no matter what lies we are exposed to. Or 121, our close relationship with Hashem. 122, our beautiful memories of home, Yerushalayim. And 123, our understanding that even here in exile, we remain the servant of God, his emissary, so to speak. Now, in chapter 124, we take a hard look at exile itself and our difficult history. How do we relate to our painful experiences in exile? If we are honest with ourselves, I think we must admit that it is at least complicated. Especially from our vantage point, so lucky and so grateful to be living in a free society where being a Jew is not a crime punishable by death. At the same time, many of us have parents and grandparents who were victims of these very acts of antisemitism, persecution, and yes, genocide. And so we do look back at our very tragic, very long history, during which we have been persecuted, ostracized, forcibly converted, and expelled again and again. It would be difficult, in fact, to find one country in all of Europe that we were not expelled from at least once. So how are we supposed to relate to this history? Sometimes I think we would like to just forget it and just pretend. In the book, Israel, A Concise History of a Nation Reborn, written by Daniel Gordis, there is reference made to a play written by Chaim Hazaz. In 1943, as news of the Nazi atrocities began to be heard, a Ukrainian Jewish poet, Chaim Hazaz, wrote a play called The Sermon and Other Stories. In it, his protagonist, named Yutka, cries out, "I want to state that I am opposed to Jewish history. We didn't make our own history. What is there in it? Oppression, defamation, persecution, martyrdom. I would simply forbid teaching our children Jewish history. Why teach them about their ancestors' shame? I would just say to them, boys, from the day we were exiled from our land, we have been a people without a history. Class dismissed, go out and play soccer." This chapter, 124, David HaMelech gives an answer to Chaim Hazaz and a different way of looking at Jewish history. Verse 1, Shir HaMa'alos LeDavid, Lule Hashem Shahayalanu Yomarna Yisrael, a song of ascents to David. Were it not for God who was on our side, let Yisrael now declare. Lule Hashem Shahayalanu Bikum Aleinu Adam. Verse 2. Were it not for Hashem who was on our side, when man assailed us. In these two verses, David HaMelech declares for all of eternity, we didn't do exile alone. We don't do challenges alone. Hashem is with us, and this is what has saved us. The Malbim teaches us there are actually two aspects that have saved us and stood by us. One, in verse 1, the fact that we as Jews have always declared that Hashem is with us. And verse 2, Lulei Hashem Shahayalanu, and the fact that Hashem, in turn, was with us. We haven't been on this difficult journey alone. For all its duration and through it all, we have never stopped believing in God, and Hashem, in turn, has never forgotten us, never abandoned us. To deny our history is to deny our fidelity, our devotion and loyalty to Hashem, and is to deny the love, the protection, the care we experienced from Hashem's closeness to us through it all. to deny our history, to reject, is to deny and reject this relationship of love so tested over time. Yes, our history happened and we have overcome so many difficulties. We stand behind our history. We are not embarrassed by its pain. We are so humbled by our fathers and mothers who have paved this difficult path for us. And we are so grateful to Hashem, Lule Hashem Shahaya Lanu. Were it not for God, who was with us, O Hashem, had you not been with us, we would surely not have made it. The dangers of exile have often showed themselves in one of two ways, blatant antisemitism or the opposite, assimilation. The Malbim explains that Tehillim is referencing these two challenges in the next two verses. Verse 3, Azai chayim bila'unu b'charosa pambanu. They would have swallowed us alive in their burning rage against us. They would have swallowed us alive in their burning rage with their pogroms, with their crusades, their inquisitions, and their gas chambers. They would have swallowed us alive in their hatred of us. And then, Azai hamayim shitafunu nachala avar al nafshenu. The waters have carried us off, the torrent would have swept over us. And here the second risk of galos, of exile. As the Malbim explains, sometimes the danger is not hatred. It is acceptance, love, to the point that we are totally swept offshore like a torrent and swallowed up by the waves of the times until all connection, until our anchor to our core, our roots slip off and we are swept away to sea. And here we have it, the two dangers of exile, both physical and spiritual, sometimes with anger, and sometimes not, but that threatens nafshenu, our soul, our very essence. Azai avar al nafshenu hamayim hazedonim. Over us would have swept the seething waters. What is it that protected us through the ages from these two dangers? It is certainly the opening of our chapter, Lule Hashem Shahaya Lanu. It is and always has been our relationship to God and his connection to us. As the next two verses declare, Baruch Hashem, Shelo Nisananu Teref Lishinehem. Blessed is God who did not let us be torn food for their teeth. Nafshenu Kitzipornim Lita Mipach Yokshim Hapach Nishbar Va'anachnu Nimlatnu. We are like a bird escaped from a trap. The trap broke and we escaped. How many times in history have we been literally inches away from total annihilation? The Medrash compares us standing at the foot of Yam Suf with the enemy nation right behind us to a bird held in someone's hand and squeezed when all of a sudden the trap is broke, the bird escapes, flies high above his tormentors. My great uncle had a wonderful view from his apartment in Williamsburg at the corner of Lee and Rodney. Once when I went to visit him, he called me to his tiny porch. You could barely fit a chair there. It was school dismissal time, and there were literally thousands of children thronging the streets, beautiful Jewish children. My great uncle, a survivor of Auschwitz from Romania, said to me, "This is my favorite time of day. I stand out here and I watch the children." And then he smiled and said, "And then you know what I say?" And in his heavily accented voice, he yelled, "I say, ha, Hitler! I say, ha, Hitler!" I also recall a summer, decades ago, when I was working as a head counselor together with my sister, Hanalea Rappaport, in a camp outside Moscow. After the month of camp, where 100 Russian kids for 1 month davened, ate kosher, learned about their heritage and their opportunities. A month that was as inspiring for the staff as it was for our campers. We, my sister and I, together with our staff of mostly Israeli teenagers, went to Red Square in Moscow. After taking our tourist pictures, buying the necessary matryoshka, we turned to leave, but found that the only way out of Red Square was actually through the tomb of Lenin, the mausoleum. You could not get out of Red Square without passing through the tomb of Lenin. We had not planned to include this visit on our trip, but here we were. It was unbelievable to see this man, responsible for so much destruction and pain, his body preserved, and he was just laying there. There were soldiers standing at attention with their fingers on their lips, motioning silence and utter decorum. But as we passed through, I suddenly heard quiet humming. It was our staff of teenagers, and they were so quietly singing. Am Yisrael Chai. When we finally came out of that room, that mausoleum, I looked at my sister. She was overcome and emotional. She told me, "You know, I talked to Lenin in there." I said, "You tried so hard to erase us, to destroy us, to wipe out Judaism, to kill our bodies, but more to attack our souls. And Lenin, I want to tell you who I am. I am a Jewish woman who teaches in a religious Jewish school in America. And I want to tell you where I have just come from. I have just come from a Jewish camp not too far from here. It actually used to be a communist pioneer camp. The signs of that era are still all over. And in our camp, there are 100 Jewish children who pray, who connect to their nation, to their religion, to their heritage. I am here to tell you, Lenin, you have failed. We are alive, Lenin. We are so alive. And you are so dead that they need to divert people's exit from Red Square just to come and see you. You are dead, and we are alive." We conclude this parak with the words of faith. Azreinu b'shem Hashem osei shamayim v'aretz. Our help is the name of God, the maker of heaven and earth. And so, I don't tell my children we have no history. I say, yes, children, we have a history. We have a God. We have gone through such difficult times. And had we not had a God, we would surely not be here. But we do, and we are here. Let us not deny our past, our history, our exile. Let us gain strength from it. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.